Now the in-depth results are beginning to come in from Super Tuesday's states. The polls are beginning to close back east. And joining me live, ABC News correspondent Brian Clark. So, Brian, which states have closed the polls so far?
Virginia and Vermont, the polls have closed. And Virginia, we're watching. We can already project at ABC News that President Biden's won on the Democratic side there. We can't say that Donald Trump has won Virginia, but we can say that he is leading. We're projecting him in the lead. Vermont's also a state where we're watching on the Republican side, because that's one of the states where Nikki Haley maybe has one of her better chances to make up some ground on the former president. Problem is, though, she needs to do that in a whole bunch of states. Now, there's not enough for Donald Trump to lock up the nomination tonight, but there could be enough for him to essentially knock Haley out of the race.
Well, let's look at some of the early results. And again, in these states, there's only about 1% of the results in. Looking at the numbers from Virginia, it looks like Donald Trump is holding close to a 2-1 edge over Nikki Haley. Was that expected, or is that considered close given where we stand?
What's interesting about Virginia, and I think that's roughly about what we expected, looking at some of the exit polls, Donald Trump has done really well with the evangelical white Christians. That's been a base of his support, and fewer of them turned out in Virginia than in North Carolina. Right now, our numbers say 37% identified that way in Virginia, up to 52% in North Carolina, over 60% last week in South Carolina. But that group is coming out for Donald Trump. Nikki Haley did well with college graduates in Virginia. You think about the area, certainly the Washington, D.C. suburbs. Donald Trump easily won with the non-graduates. So it's the Trump base that we've now seen for 8 years is coming out again here on this Super Tuesday.
I want to ask you about Vermont, but there are only about 500 votes counted at this point. They have some work to do up there. Meantime, in North Carolina, the polls close in about 10 minutes, don't they?
Yes, North Carolina closes at 7:30, and that'll be an interesting state to watch, mainly because of the number of delegates that are up for grabs, and also the fact that they unaffiliated voters can vote. So it's a semi-open primary. So if you're not a Democrat, but you're also not a registered Republican, you could still get in there, and it would be interesting to see the effect that those voters would have.
We will see. And after North Carolina closes, the race moves west across 15 states, reaching Utah at about 7 p.m. tonight when we vote in the caucuses. California, the polls are open till, I believe it's 10 p.m. our time. We'll be following. Is that correct? 10 p.m.
Go ahead. 11 p.m. Eastern. So I was just doing the quick math. So that would be 9 p.m. Mountain, right?
Thank you for that. We appreciate it. ABC News correspondent Brian Clark. And as the polls close across the country, join me and Boyd Matheson and Maura Carabello this evening. Get the full story in the morning with Tim and Amanda when you wake up, right here with KSL News Radio.